USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the nation is being sold a coronavirus rescue package, but will actually get a law that directs money elsewhere.
What they hear on the news is $1.9 trillion COVID relief. And people are like, okay, that's good because we need relief, and $1.9 trillion is a lot of money and so forth. The problem is that's not what the bill is. That's what the packaging is. But on the inside, it's all kinds of other things. You know, ultimately, it aims to get money into the hands of Planned Parenthood.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. The Senate is considering the $1.9 trillion package that was passed by the House. Federal authorities are looking into yesterday's deadly crash near the California-Mexico border. The Department of Homeland Security unit in San Diego is launching a human smuggling investigation. The collision occurred on Tuesday when a semi-truck hit a sports utility vehicle carrying 25 illegal immigrants. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Lawmakers want to know why it took the Pentagon so long to deploy National Guard troops to the Capitol on January 6th.
Once requested, it took the National Guard over 3 hours to arrive at the Capitol.
Speaking during a Senate hearing, Ohio Republican Rob Portman, Major General William Walker, commander of the D.C. National Guard, testified that he got an urgent call from the Capitol Police shortly before 2 o'clock.
He requested the immediate assistance of as many available National Guardsmen that I could muster.
Walmart is announcing it will spend $350 billion over the next 10 years to sell items made, grown, or assembled in the United States. The retail giant estimates this commitment will support more than 750,000 new American jobs. Walmart also estimates the move will significantly cut CO2 emissions by sourcing closer to customers. The company launching the program called American Lighthouses. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A girl critically hurt in a car crash involving former Kansas City Chiefs coach Britt Reid may never fully recover from her brain injury. The lawyer of the family, Tom Porto, telling ABC's Good Morning America,
"She's awake, which is a huge development. Likely, she has permanent brain damage that she will endure for the rest of her life. She's not walking. It's a sad story."
Ariel Young has been out of a coma for 3 weeks. The coach involved, Britt Reid, is under investigation for DUI, but no charges have been filed. Reid, who is the son of Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, admitted on the scene that he had 2 or 3 drinks and had taken prescription Adderall.
"We don't have the toxicology back. I don't know what it is going to be. What I do know are the statements that he made to police the night of. If you have 2 to 3 drinks and then you get behind the wheel of a car, you are likely over the legal limit."
Porto ends by saying that if Reid was under the influence of drugs or alcohol, he hopes the most severe charges are filed.
"Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to be advocating for the most serious charges and the most serious sentence that Britt Reid could receive."
And finally, it was back on this date in 1845 when Congress overrides a presidential veto, Congress reigning in the power of President John Tyler's zealous use of the presidential veto, overriding it with the necessary 2/3 vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.